but for all practical purposes, if you're looking for an entry-level world-band radio for $300, which is not a lot of money these days, it's not that bad of a radio. At the end of their review, they commented on its selectivity and sensitivity. So in one point, they're down in it, and the next minute, they're praising it. So I don't know what to say about it. You have a 30-day money-back guarantee with Radio Shack. What works well out here in Holbrook might not work the same, say, over by Hank in Plainview, depending upon, you know, the structures around you, the type of external antenna you use, whether you're using an external whip, whatever, an amplifier. No two locations are going to produce the same result. So they're very critical in the lab, and they're very critical about those expensive radios also. When you get into $1,800 for a radio, and they're knocking it, I mean, I think an $1,800 radio should be flawless. But that's not the way it is. But this is the bottom line radio. It's better than the 390. And the 390 everybody seems to be happy with. So it's not the best, but again, it's $300. And it looks good, too. But that's not the point. You want it to perform. I don't know what to tell you. You'd have to take a chance on it, hook it up, and if you like it, if it does what you want it to do, enjoy it. If not, take it back. N2VRA, back to next.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, I was upstairs so I could gasp another 45 minutes worth. When you were mentioning product reviews, were you talking about Larry Magny and monitoring times, Frank?
Negative, Ed. I was talking about the review in the World Radio and TV Handbook on the DX394. If it has to do with Grove and they're selling in their catalog, they're going to tell you it's a great radio.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, Shell, assuming that you are still out there, and maybe if you were off frequency, we could hear you even better the next time. One other thought that I'd just like to add to what Frank and Hank have said. If you subscribe to Monitoring Times, you know that every month there is a product review by Larry Magny. And I don't have my Monitoring Times pile in front of me right now, but it's quite possible that Larry Magny has done some product reviews on, or at least has done one, on the Radio Shack DX394. And Frank did mention the World Radio TV Handbook. There's a book that, again, Larry Magny edits, and it's called Passport. I think it's called Passport to World Band Radio. And in that, that has a lot of product reviews, too. And Magny pretty much speaks right from the shoulder. He goes out and buys these things, and it's not like people give him gifts, and he wants to make people feel good about that. So, Shell, let's see if you have a little better signal now, and maybe you can make some comments or further questions. KB2URV in the net, WN2RED.
My question. I have to answer my question. I just want to really add it on. But other than that, I'm looking at it. Let's just say, even the one that did your radio with a lot of memory. Now I can throw a lot of stuff in there. Other than that, I'm pretty special. I just want to thank you very much. Thank you for your work. It's really
exceptional. CRH.
Stand by for 1 second. Okay, Shell, I think what you said, again, it's a kind of ratty signal. I think you said that we pretty much answered the question for you, and I think you sort of picked out a course of action. Frank's thought about buying it at Radio Shack, and if you don't like it, bring it back. I think that's an excellent thought, too. The best thing to do is to try it out in your own home. And assuming that it does take an outdoor wire, let's say, for as an antenna, et cetera, you might find that you really like it. Let's go over to Frank for further comments and to VRA. Go.
WW, I'm going to comment.
Curtis recognizes. Frank, go.
All right, thank you, Ed. Curtis recognizes again. I think the book I read it was in the Passport to World Band Radio. It's not the other one. It's one of those books, either the Passport or the World TV Handbook. I'm not sure. they have quite an extensive review of certain radios that they decide to examine, so to speak. They mentioned more than once that being in the northeast part of the country, where we are, it tends to be an advantage without using an outside antenna. At night, the signal just come from Europe, come in here so much better than they would in the Midwest, and they would tend to overload the receiver with an outside antenna in the evening if you listen to certain major broadcasters. The 394 is good for listening to the major world stations and for listening in on some DX on the ham band. It's not the greatest radio in the world, but yet you're talking $300 here. There are other radios out there which cost three times as much, which got a really bad review. So you have to just try it out and see if it works for you. If it does what you want it to do and you'll be happy and you like it, fine. You know, you could always move up to a 2010 or something with synchronous detection. You know, everybody has their varied interests into what they want to hear on the radio. And, you know, portable radios are a little bit more sensitive than tabletop ones due to their design. This is another thing they mentioned. So you have to be selective in what you buy. And when Hank really threw the brick through the window there, he doesn't like that radio. And I know there is a problem with the bandwidth. It's not being wide enough. But the selectivity and the sensitivity are very good, and it rejects strong signals that are adjacent frequencies, intermod. It's supposed to reject intermod very well. So that's a plus. And it all depends on the type of antenna you use. If you're getting intermod on a long wire, use the telescopic inside and try that. It'll attenuate your signal and maybe reduce the problem. But again, every location is different. So I couldn't really comment on that. And I'm wondering if Magni did a review on that in one of those modern times. It would be interesting to read that. So, okay, maybe Hank wants to comment on why it's kibosh, and Curtis can also add something to it. WN2RED in the skin and N2 hearing.
KB2YTF with the passport review.
Okay, this is GCN with the World Radio TV here. Let's review.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, let's put GCN in front of Curtis. And KB2YGF, real nice clear signal. And you do have the review of the DX394 right in front of you. Could you give us your first name, and then would you give us, you know, paraphrased, whatever, the review of the 394? And thank you very much.
Okay, Ed, it's Scott. KB2 Yankee Tango Foxtrot. Okay, real quick, according to Passport, the advantages. Low-priced, advanced tuning features include 160 tunable presets. Disadvantages. One hundredth kilohertz, size, lightweight, built-in telescopic antenna for some portable capability, superior shape factors and ultimate rejection, two 24-hour clocks, one which shows independent frequencies, five programmable timers, snooze feature, noise blanker, 30-day money-back trial period in the United States. Disadvantages. What appear to be four bandwidths turn out to be virtually one bandwidth and is too wide for optimum reception of many signals. Bandwidths such as they are not selectable independent of mode. No synchronous selectable sideband. Presets are cumbersome to use. Poor dynamic range for a tabletop, a potential problem in Europe and other strong signal parts of the world if an external antenna is used. Overall distortion, although acceptable, is higher than desirable. Back to that, KB2YTF.
Thank you very much, Scott. Sorry, I I didn't recognize the fact that you had checked in earlier about the 7th check-in. Okay, and thank you very much for coming up with that. But I'm going to... Okay, we still have GCN and WWM on board. Let's see if Shell is still within shouting distance out there. Let's see if, how he copied and if he has any follow-up comments. KB2URV, Shell, are you still with us? WN2RED.
I'm going to ask him to try the upper input, the plus side, at WWM.
Maybe I'll just save up for Kenwood, you know, save up a long time for that, because I know that's an excellent rig, but I do appreciate and the experience with it, and I guess maybe I'm pulled off on that, and I guess I'm out. What is the frequency?
Okay, Scott, we got, Scott, I'll be all right. there, Shell, we got most of that. It's funny, it kind of peaked for a while, and then it was pretty good, and then it, which makes me think you are mobile, you know, bad, good, bad, like that. We didn't quite get your last question. Could you give us your last question again?
M2XOJ.
Okay, Alex, if you know what his last question was, could you please come now? But if not, we are putting you on the right in the list here of the commenters. Over to you, Alex.
Hi, Ed. I just wanted you to know he's coming in gangbusters on the input, as though he's sitting in my living room, so Lord knows what's going on. M2XOJ.
I don't know what the plus is. Just add the positive shift to the radio. Add the positive shift. And he's full quieting over here as well on the input. I'm not sure of, where your location is, Shell. But maybe you may want to try a positive shift. Back to Matt, to WW.
All right, Shell, if you can come in at 600
up.
In other words, take 146, 805, and 600. And that comes, what, to 147, 405. If you have one of those nice, simple machines where you can go plus or minus, we have two stations that say they're copying you beautifully on the input. So, obviously, you aren't making it 600 down. If you can, Shell, I think you've got the information. That sounds pretty clear. And I think you've made up your mind what you want to do. And we'll still call on GCN WWM. But if you do want to make that move up to up 600, feel free. If not, we'll just pick up Hank and pick up Curtis, and then we'll move on. So let's turn it over to you, Shell, and see where it goes from here.
Hi, this is KB2URZ 600 up. I hope it's coming better. I just want to thank you all for the information and... all the time spent on giving fun of abuse and all, and I guess I'll hold off on it, and I'll save up for maybe a Kenwood or something like that. KB2URZ.
Super. Night and day. Winter and summer. That is, you were perfectly clear. So I don't know where you are, and I don't want to know where you are. But in the future, if you are pretty much in the same place, hey, it had up to 600. You were, you know, as they say, DFQ. Super. Okay, Shell, and let's just go over to pick up Hank, and then we'll pick up Curtis, and that will be the end of it. I'm glad you were able to make it through, and I'm glad that we had the experts right on board. N2 GCN. Hank, take it away.
Thank you. WN2RED, N2 GCN. Well, first off, I'm not going to put down any radio that doesn't have detection circuitry. The thing is, I've been listening to the reviews all along from the time I first reviewed on Radio Netherlands Media Network. So recently, I don't know what I do with it around here. Somebody mailed me something, it may have been R, on the radio, follow up on it, and showed just how bad it was. So what I'm going to try to do is try to find out there where I put this slip of paper, track it down. I'll talk about more coming January 7th, but... I wouldn't put to anything if I think it's a bad radio. If it's a good radio, I'd never put it down. Forget about the Sony 2010 or anything else like that. The point of the matter is, if it sticks in my mind, I know it was a great deal of problems with it until after it came out. I can't begin to tell you. There was a lot of stuff about the radio. It's not the fact that it has anything to do with where you're at. It's the way that how well the radio works and how bad it works. And it stands on my mind right this very moment how bad that radio really is. If you wish to take a chance on it, that's fine. But for $300, I wouldn't take a chance on it. It already has a reputation. I wish that, you know, I had no idea because the question was going to be asked. So it's like, well, look, I would have had the information. I have no idea where I put it. That bothers me. But right off the top of my head, I know it's a bad radio. It does have a lot of problems. And let me read this one a little bit. This is from the World Radio TV Handbook. Alignment difficulties and more. We found apparent receiver alignment problems in the SSB and CW modes on three receivers. The dial readout was an error. For example, we tuned in amateur radio net at 14336, QRS on the sideband 7240. The readout was 14335.0 and 7240.2, respectively. We checked the third unit, serial number 6773, and had tuned to 14335.2 and 7239.2. The dial discrepancies include use in sync and single sideband filter as a means of signal reception, tuning an AM signal in sideband mode to reduce interference on one sideband without retuning. And discussion with radio, you talked about Radio Shack living in still antenna. Additional problems were noted with some medium wave harmonics, particularly with a 50 kilohertz station on 1210 kilohertz, 15 kilometers or 10 miles distant. Connecting a band stop filter to between the external antenna and the receiver significantly reduced it. That's just a matter of what I've read, or the information I received from somebody. It could have been from R, and I know I put it away someplace. I'll have to locate it and say more about it on January 7th, but it's just a caution. If there's one that approaches, I can't stop them. The idea of the information I'm putting out, or anybody puts out, is to let you know what you're going to get. If you're going to get a real clunker, it doesn't pay. I don't know. It's my opinion. Thank you. WN2RED, N2GCN, over to
you. UBV?
Okay, Charlie, recognize. Thank you, Hank. And let's go over to Curtis. Curtis, all yours.
Very good. I wanted to just jump in there, and I got some info, Ed. I didn't mention it before. I got one frequency that I quit this week, and just was wondering if I got any alerts. Did anybody catch anything on the overturned tractor trailer that was up the other day in Suffolk County? I had to go to work this morning, so I didn't catch anything up on the Valley Stream bill. But that was pretty big, and I only got one frequency, and they were probably using that frequency as well as the one they were using on the other day up on the LIE. Just want to say, Shell, you really sound good. Program that up plus side in there to transmit from that location to full quieting on that last transmission. That works for you. Back to net and to WWM.
Thank you, Curtis, and I have marked you with info. We'll pick you up in a few minutes. Charlie, KB2UVV in the net, WN2RED.
Thanks, Ed. It's just two quick things I want to pass on to Shell. First, if you're looking for like a first-time shortwave radio, a good one, and not spend too much money, what you might want to try is the Grundig Yapboy 400. Now, that radio goes for, it's roughly $200, but with the holidays and all, if you keep your eyes peeled like with the Wiz, because they sell it over there, you might get it for like $179 or $189. It's an excellent radio. It's a good first shortwave radio, and I got it right here as I'm speaking. I have out last year's passport for World Band Radio, and they give it 3 stars. And they also, it's a good, it's a passport choice, for more bang for the buck, if you would, you know. It's a real good radio, and There's a lot of good pluses to it, and it's something, even if you go more expensive down the road, it's something you'll still have. You know, it's small enough, it has, you know, for the size, a good sound quality. So that's one thing to think about, Shell. Also, if I could, real quick, if you have access to a computer on the internet, if you could access the website for Radio Netherlands, and they do product review. They have files on any shortwave radio that you could think of, and you might want to, you know, if you have a computer and or, you know, a friend, you know, somebody in the family, you might want to go that route and look around on the Radio Netherlands website, and you can look at the reviews they have. Back over to you, Ed, KB2UBV.
Thank you, Charlie. All right, I think that covers what Shell was looking for, a wide diversity of opinions, and people bringing up good points and having some background and having some backup in terms of reviews and so forth and so on. So, Shell, it was an interesting question, and as Curtis said, you should spend the rest of your life, at least from the Nets' point of view, on up 600. Okay. Just want to remind everybody again that there will be no Net next week, Christmas Eve. There will be no Net the following week, New Year's Eve. The next Net that we're going to have will be on January 7th, 1997. We're all getting older. Got a piece of fan mail here from James in Elmont, and you can, well, have some AMDX, which we'll treat later on when we get to AMDX. 2 points he brings up. Number one, he says, listen to Elmont Taxi on 462.025, repeater system. Make sure you put this frequency into your scanner. It goes for everyone on the Net. Pete is the morning and afternoon dispatcher. It's about 6 or 6.30 p.m. on most days. And Billy comes in around 6 p.m. to 6.30 and works till about 6.30 a.m. in the morning. God help him. Both these guys are very funny about comments they make about different people they pick up. And he says there's also a woman dispatcher named Judy who works only a few days a week. So 462.025, according to James, some pretty good entertainment value. He says, now, question for Frank into VRA. Frank, listen up. Do you still have all the frequencies of baby monitors written down? Because I had them on a piece of paper and wrote them down last time. Gave out all of them, but I lost a piece of paper. So, Frank, can you please give all the baby monitor freaks out again for me? Thanks a lot. Frank, do you have these at hand, or is this something that you could bring back next week sometime? Into VRA. All yours.
Yeah, into VRA. Ed, let me take a look on the shelf over here. I think I might have them right handy. I'll get back to you in 30 seconds.
Okay, and in the meantime, let's see. After Shell, we have Rich in the Bronx, and Rich came in with a query. So KB2ZNQ, Rich, all yours.
Thanks, I didn't. Greetings to all on the Net. Last week or the week before, someone had mentioned some new frequencies that were allocated to New York City for different agency uses. I had them in for a while. I didn't have any luck on it, but I misplaced them too. I guess it's lost frequency night. I wonder if anybody has those handy, and if they did listen in on them, did they have any luck on any of the frequencies at all?
Okay, that's a toughie, because I don't know about other people, but generally what I do, I keep notes on different sheets of paper and so forth and so on, and it would mean, you know, having to go look, and I think this is probably true of most of these people, but as I speak, perhaps somebody has been, and also it's a little vague as to what we are looking for right now.
New York City frequencies. Let me just drop it and get out of the way of somebody who might be trying to get in with the answer.
QB2YTF, Ed, do you want to just give me a rundown real quick of the frequencies? I had to step out for a second. I have a whole New York City list here.
Okay. That's Scott, KB2YTF. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, let's bring back Rich again. Rich, do you have a recollection of, other than New York City, what type of frequencies they were? Over to you, Rich.
I think they were going to be for fire and city police, but just the range would be fine, and I don't need all the individual frequencies. The range would be nice.
Okay, Ed, may I have permission in a second?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Scott. I was, you know, just kind of hesitating there to trying to frame a thought. Yes, Scott, go over to you. And the trouble with my file of with my filing system is that I, you know, I get so much paper, and I'm very fortunate that way. But usually, after something is used on the net, if something is usable on the net and only on the net, it's aired on the net and frequently then finds its way into the wastebasket because I just can't keep paper, paper, paper. If something can be also used in the newsletter, then it goes into a newsletter file. And that's what my problem is, trying to recall the information. Everything's done on a computer. So, Scott, back to you.
Okay, very good. You have such a wide range of frequencies for the two of them, and that's pretty much barring the 800 trunked also, by the way. New York Fire usually runs around 153 to the upper 154s, and NYPD in general runs around 465 to in some cases 471, 472. What I was going to say is if you have an email address or some way for me to email a couple files to you, I could give you a file attachment that has all those frequencies available. Matter of fact, I have about, the list I'm holding in front of me has 300 different frequencies for various agencies, but I know in my ICOMs I'm running closer to 600 frequencies. Back to that KB2YTF. If he has the email, I can send it to him.
Okay.
Thank you, Scott. And that sounds like Mark in there, so we'll recognize Mark in a moment or two. Up until some time ago, as part of our call up to the net, we used to recommend that you tape record the net. And if everybody tape record, I'm not saying you should, if everybody tape recorded the net. There are some people who are doing it, I know, because they have told me, and generally in special circumstances, they're not going to be home. And they set up the tape recorder, voice activated, all that jazz. And they have a tape of the net. Some people keep those tapes for a long time. So if you really want to catch everything that's going on the net week after week, after week, audio taping it would probably be the only solution. Other than that, it's once the information is given out on the air, it's tough to bring it back, except for the items which then show up in the newsletter, etc., etc. But to try to recall last week or 2 weeks ago or a month or so ago, it's rare for us to be able to do that. Okay, let's pick up Mark. Mark generally has some good ideas, so KB2, ZKT in the net. Yeah, that's Mark. In the net, WN2, RED. Mark, go.
The name tag in my shirt, so it's definitely me. I think what he's talking about is last week, or in a recent net, we gave out the new New York City 480 megahertz channels, which are going to be used by a PD and fire department and probably EMS and God knows who else by the time this all gets done. Basically, that's a range from 482.0375 through 484.9375 in 25 kilohertz steps. And if your radio doesn't have 25 kilohertz, 12.5 will do just fine. There's a lot of stuff up there now, but none of it seems to be New York City related. It's taxi services and whatever, that kind of stuff up there now. So you might want to plug those frequencies in. Frequencies in as a search range, check it out and see what comes up. There's a whole frequencies, I don't think it'll be worth giving out every single one of them. KB2ZKT.
Thank you, Mark. That what you just said kind of rang a bell, and my only thought is I probably would not have thrown those away, because that's an item that you can kind of easily drop into a future newsletter. But to find that piece of paper now with this little mountain of information we have here is impossible. Just to go off onto Rich's question, just to go off on a tangent, I had a question some time ago from somebody who did ask about the New York PD frequencies, and he said, are they only being, is digital the only method being used on these, or is voice being used? So since we got you, Mark, and since you came up with that good answer just now, would it be your thought, or is it your observation, that these newer frequencies are being used or would be used much more on digital than on voice? Over to you, Mark.
As I understand it right now, it probably will not be digital except for surveillance use and some, like, internal investigation, internal affairs, and that kind of thing. But I'm pretty sure for the most part it'll be in the clear analog voice channels. KB2ZKT.